today, Genesis 22 this morning. Hope you didn't come to get out. I hope you come to get in. This morning I'm going to try to live what I've been preaching. About if I let you out at 12, then we really ain't even been to church. All I want to do is mind the Lord. The life of me, folks, that's all I want to do. Because if we'll mind the Lord here, lives will be changed. Genesis 22, verse number 1, I'll be brief. The Bible said it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. And said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. What a statement. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I'll tell thee of. And it's something. It's just one step at a time serving the Lord. Aren't you glad He don't give you everything all at once? Me and you couldn't stand it. He gives us one day at a time. You say, preacher, I don't know what to do next. Well, let me tell you, all you can do is, you can only go as far as the light is shining. He just told him to go, and he said, when you get there, I'll tell you what to do next. And then he said, he rose up early in the morning, verse 3, saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. Clave the wood for the burnt offering, rose up and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Abraham said to his young men, abide ye here with the ass, I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, laid it upon Isaac his son, and took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father, and he said, here am I, my son. He said, behold the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering? See, you might as well be seated. I'm going to run a little bit. You'll notice that children that are raised in church know the difference. It said, now we see the wood and the fire, but what I want to know, I ain't seen no lamb yet. And boy, I wish we could raise our children in the house of God to know the difference in when the Lord showed up and when the Lord didn't show up. I see a lot of wood and see a lot of fire, but I don't know I see a lot of lamb in the day and hour we live in church. So he said, where is the lamb? You ought to thank God that your kids know the difference between Christ and just a service. Amen. Amen. I know I done scared you. It's 5 to 12. I've just started preaching. You're scared to death. I'm going to preach till 1 o'clock. You know what? You may be right. You may be scared more than that time I done this morning. But I tell you this, you ought to thank God that you've raised some young'uns to know the difference in dead religion and Holy Ghost church. He know the difference. So the Bible said, well, Abraham said, my son, you ought to underline this because it's an astounding statement. God will provide Himself a lamb. Not that He'll provide for Himself, but God will provide Himself a lamb. I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You say, preacher, I thought Christ died at Calvary. That's right. It was God manifested in the flesh. God, man, that died on the cross. Honey, I don't care what the Jehovah's Witness say this morning. Christ was more than a prophet, more than a good man. He was God, man, that hung on the cross for your sin and my sin. And thanks be to God for the God, man, that died for me and you. He said, God will provide Himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them together. They came to the place which God had told him of. And so Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. Aren't you glad God knows your name in heaven? Now, it's immaterial or not if people know your name here. But you better listen to this old country preacher this morning. You better thank the God of this Bible that He's got your name in heaven. Abraham, Abraham. I'm glad He called to me out of heaven one day. And he said, Here am I. He said, Lay not thine hand on the lad, neither do thou anything to him. For now I know thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And so Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram was caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abram went up and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Now, three things I want to deal with this morning in this text. First of all, I want to say Abraham is sure to be tempted. You'll notice in verse number 1 of chapter 22, came to pass out of these things that God did tempt Abraham. Now that word tempt means simply to try or to test or to prove. And I got one word out of that this morning I'd never seen from the Strongs. It's adventure. Boy, isn't it something how God will take you on an adventure. Now, we never get too old. We never graduate in the school of God because we're always progressing in the things of the Lord. Matter of fact, you better check up this morning. You're either going forward for God or you're going backwards. It is no setting still. It is moving forward or going backwards. I want to move forward for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you would think that Abraham is an old man, that God would just let him settle down and rest in his circumstances. I'm sure Paul thought about the same thing. In the later years of Paul, remember in Acts 28, he was shipwrecked on Melita. When he got shipwrecked, he went to the shore on some boards and broken pieces. The Bible said they kindled a fire and received them everyone. And as he began to put on some logs on the fire, Brother Darrell, the snake bit him. You would think, surely, in the later years of your Christian experience, God would just sort of let you float on through. But God's not in the floating on through business. God is always testing and tempting His children. Now, I want to say this. Satan tempts us to bring out all the bad. But Christ tests us to bring out all the good. And so here we see Abraham is sure to be tempted. Can I tell you this morning, if you're saved by the grace of God, you are sure to be tempted. And so we see, first of all, his faithfulness was tested. His faithfulness was tested. He said it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee to the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I'll tell you of. So Abraham, notice, he rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood of the burnt offering, rose up and went to the place of which God had told him. Now Abraham is sure to be tempted. Notice his faithfulness was tested. We see the nature of this trial. Then we see there was a name of this trial. First of all, the nature was it was real dear to Abraham. Can I tell you that God, He chooses things that gets real close to us to bring a trial, to bring a test. And I don't know if you noticed this or not, He told him to go get Isaac. not only the nature of that trial, but there's a name of that trial. I wonder what your name is on that God's a-wanting this morning. I wonder what the name of it is. Is it a business? Is it a church? Is it a child? Maybe it's an occupation or a hobby. I can guarantee you that whatever God is dealing with you in your life that He wants this morning, it's something very close to you. Now, I want you to realize that when He came and asked Abraham for this, as He tested him, as He was trying him, He asked him for probably the most closest thing in his life. There's nothing any closer than a child. Matter of fact, Abraham was 100 years old when they gave him Isaac. Matter of fact, God come and told Abraham, He said, Abraham, I'm going to give you a son. And by this son, all the nations are going to be blessed. And you know what Abraham did? He did what me and you do. He laughed. And so he goes home and there's Sarah at 90 years old. And he tells Sarah, he says, Sarah, I've been with God over yonder this morning in my altar, and God said we're going to have a boy. And the Bible says she laughed under her breath. Amen. And boy, isn't it amazing what God tells us? So many times we doubt what He's saying. But we find here in our text today that Abraham is sure to be tempted. We see the nature of this trial and the name of this trial. But have you ever noticed the night of this trial? You say, well, preacher, how you know He came to him in the night? Well, the Bible said in verse number 3, Abraham rose up early in the morning. I mean, he got right at what God wanted him to do. And so that would help us today when God asks us for something, we ought to obey Him in obedience and get right with what He has told. Can I tell you that delay is disobedience? Delay is disobedience. If God is asking you to do something in your life, maybe this trial's come to you and God's asked you for something. God's wanting you to do something or be something. Any time that you sit there and renege on it and you wait, it always turns into disobedience. Delay is always disobedience. I don't know about you, but I want to obey the Lord. I want to do what He tells me. If He tells me to run around this building, watch out, we're going to run. If He tells me to cut the lights on and preach in the dark, we'll just preach in the dark. I want to mind the Lord in my life, don't you? I mean, we see that Abraham is sure to be tempted. We see his faithfulness was tested. Number two, his family was tested. Did you know he had a wife? God asked him, have you ever thought about God come and asked him for his only son Isaac? I wonder what Sarah had to say. Could you imagine when he was saddling up them donkeys and he got Isaac and he got the wood from the house? I just wonder what Sarah had to say about going and sacrificing something that special. Ladies, I wonder if God asked your husband to do something in a big way that didn't make a lot of sense. I wonder, would you sit there and would you be a great obstacle or would you be an encouragement and say, just go on because I know the Lord's going to work it out. Can I get an amen right there this morning? Thank God I've got a wife that stood with me and encouraged me. I remember the day that God had showed me to walk out of that plant. Nearly 25 years of public work. And honey, it wasn't just flipping hamburgers neither, honey. God told me to walk out of something that a lot of men never do get to experience. I'll never forget, I walked to her. You know what she said, Brother David? Well, just go on. I got more faith than what you got. Thank God for some Sarahs in our life that can encourage us in this day and hour that is staying with her husband and encourage him on in the things of God. Some of you old stick in the muds. Amen. Oh, I know you'd love to elbow me this morning, wouldn't you? But I'm telling you, honey, I wonder this thing, not only when this test came to Abraham, was his faithfulness test, his family was tested. Then I want to say his faith was tested. Yes, sir, his faithfulness was. He got up and he went in the morning. His family was, but now his faith was. I want to say this, and then getting along in the sermon. Faith that's never tested cannot be trusted. And certainly true faith is sure to be tested faith. Now, I've noticed this. A lot of these boys say that they're building these big, nice buildings, these skyscrapers, and it's hurricane-proof. Well, you know what? You'd never know until a hurricane came by. Some of you never know if your staff will hold you up until you lean on it. Some of you never know how deep the roots go until the wind blows. So God is testing our faith many times when He comes by and puts hard things in our life, circumstances in our life that's very dear to us, and He says, I want this. And I want to say a lot of times it don't make sense when reasons fight against faith. Have you ever had that problem? When reasons fight against faith. You say, preacher, God is always reasonable. No, He's not. No, He is not. Don't you think one minute God's reasonable? You tell me God's reasonable. He'd put His Son on the cross for me and you. That ain't reasonable. That's mercy. God's math isn't our math. But I guarantee if you mind Him, it'll add up at the end of the day. And so we see here in this Moriah's ministry, Abraham is sure to be tempted. But then secondly, not only will you find in this passage that Abraham is sure to be tempted, you'll find out that Isaac is sure to be tested. He's going to test your Isaac. The Bible said in verse 2, He said, take now thy son, thine only son. Now, I can deal with a few things, but when God wants all that you got, it's different. Matter of fact, if you was to ask me to borrow my truck to go someplace this way, it wouldn't be a big issue. I'd let you borrow my truck because I got another. I got a backup plan. Somebody say amen right there. It wouldn't be much for somebody to ask me for $100 and I could give them $100 because I got one stuck back, my hunting money. Somebody say amen. I shouldn't have said that this morning. I got some stuck back that she don't know all about. Glory to God. Some of you wives, you digging through them billfolds, see what? But you know, it don't mean so much if somebody's just wanting a little bit of what we got. But God didn't come asking for a little bit, honey. God come asking for all He had. I want you, son. Your only son, I want that's so precious to you. I want something that's so close to you. Matter of fact, I've noticed this. You can always be sure that Abraham will be tempted, but Isaac will surely be tested. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Can I tell you what that preacher said on TV the other day? I may have said it here. I know he said it the other night in the Carolinas. You know, there's a fellow named Creflo Dollar. So he's preaching in a big way, and I'm in a prophet's chamber, and I'm getting ready to go to meeting. And so I listen to what he has to say. And you know, he's all about things. Let me tell you, first of all, you got no scripture in your Bible to show me if you serve God, you're going to die wealthy. You got scripture to show me that you have riches that this world cannot buy, laid up in store, eternal life. Money can't touch that. But honey, let me tell you, you better watch these boys preaching this health and wealth gospel because it ain't in your Bible. Now, God will bless you, but just because you tithe, just because you're faithful, that don't mean that the Lord won't take away. This is what our friend Creflo said, and I don't mind going on air saying it because he said it. I'm just saying what he repeated. He said, when Job said in the book of Job, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, he had too much on him, and he shouldn't have said that because when a man is loaded with that kind of pressure, he says things that he does not mean. So that means the Holy Ghost didn't know what he meant when he wrote it down. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. You better listen to this old country preacher. The Lord giveth And the Lord taketh away, and blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, I sure hate to say that God couldn't get what I got. Because, buddy, I done found out he can pop his fingers. He can get everything I got with one phone call. Let me tell you people something. It may be a little bit after 12, but you don't know what this thing is going to bring to you this evening. So I've noticed in this text, now I'm going somewhere. The Lord showed me something. I want to share it. I'm just sort of building up. Matter of fact, I'm wondering, should I save this sermon for a better time? I told you I could just go any place. Isaac is sure to be tested. The Lord is going to test your Isaac out to see what it really means to you. And by the way, a lot of times we think that stuff don't mean a lot to us, but when it's gone, we see what it meant to us. You see, Abraham is sure to be tempted, but Isaac is sure to be tested. God tested Isaac in a hard place. I'm going to tell you something, serving the Lord is hard sometimes. Matter of fact, if you're going to go someplace with God, it's going to cost you something to get there. And not only was this a hard place, but it was a high place. Not only did he have to go up on Mount Moriah, but it was a high place with God. God, why do you want Isaac? What about George or Billy? God, there's a lot of others here. God, why you got to have Isaac? I want to say it's a holy place. God brought this thing in Isaac's life to only accomplish things in his life that Isaac could accomplish. It was a holy place. You ought to thank the Lord for the day that God come by and tested your faith with something very, very hard. Now I want to say that Isaac was Abraham's hope. Isaac was Abraham's heart. And Isaac was Abraham's happiness. Why in the world would God want to take away Isaac that brings so much happiness? Because we got our eyes on the wrong happiness. You know, how does folks bury their loved ones and still shout for the glory of God? He's teaching him that if Isaac dies, you can still be happy. Because our joy is in the Lord. And so I notice in this passage, not only do you find that Abraham is sure to be tempted and Isaac is sure to be tested, but you'll always find this out. The God of this Bible can be trusted. The God of this Bible can be trusted. Now I want you to watch what happens. Abraham does everything God has asked him to do. Abraham was trusting God. You know why he was trusting God? You hold your spot right there and I'm going to turn and I'm going to close. I'm going to say a few more words and I'm going to be done for this morning. But I want you to look in Hebrews 11 and verse 17. Something that Abraham had in his mind the whole time he is going up to Moriah. He said, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Accounting, you ought to underline this, that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in figure. You know what that was saying? God had done told Isaac, I'm fixing to bring a nation out of your son. God done told Abraham, I'm going to bring a nation out of your son Isaac. And Abraham walked with Isaac, believing God could raise him from the dead. I wish we had that kind of faith. Now can you imagine, Abraham took that knife and he raised it back, fixing to slay his son. And he found a God that could always be trusted. I want to say this in closing this morning. Man's extremity is God's opportunity. Isn't it amazing how God does things right at the last minute when all hope was gone? He'd done bound his son. He'd done laid the wood and the fire in order. He'd done pulled the knife out of the sheath, boys. He'd done pulled back to take his son. And God called his name out of heaven. Boy, ain't it a blessing that God knows what you need right when you need? And let me tell you, God is never late. Now, I want you to notice what happens here. When he called to him out of heaven, the Bible said, Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Miss Julie, I want you to get ready to come sing me an invitation this morning. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. All right, God intervened, didn't he? God said, look, right over yonder it's going to be your sacrifice, you're going to worship. Said, I've got a ram hung in a thicket by his horns. That's symbolic. Christ was without spot and without blemish. And he brought him out of the thicket. Now, I want you to watch something this morning. When Abraham's coming up on this side of the mountain, there was nothing but hurt and sorrow and heartache. It was dread, no doubt some fear, some of the unseen. And when he's coming up on this, on the other side of that mountain, God had ready for him that what he needed. Mercy, grace, and truth. Now, this is what the Lord spoke to me this morning, that it's helped me. And maybe just this sermon's for me, I don't know. Either way, I sure am glad God gave it to me, because this is what He showed me. When Abraham was heading that way, he was taking death up that mountain. He was taking a dying son to that mountain. Boy, ain't it something when God tells us to do something and we're sitting there and we left with something dying. But Brother Tim, he left with something dying, but he come back with something living. Do you remember when that trial and that test came up and you took to him something that was dying, something that was dying in you and you hated to part of, but you knowed it was dying? But when you come back to him, there was something living. Now, I can't explain all that, but I can just tell you it's happened in my life. Some things that I dreaded that God asked me for and to do, I took him something that was dying. But when I got there and God intervened, I brought something back that was living. I can tell you some things that was living that never was living. His attention was living. God got his attention. Ain't you glad the day God got your attention? You know what? His assurance was living. Could you imagine when he got back over there to them boys with them donkeys, what he told them? Could you imagine when he seen him coming back and what he told them boys on the way home to say? Can you imagine when Sarah looked out of that tent and she seen her boy up yonder straddle that donkey coming back with that? Can you imagine something started living in her that never had lived? I just want to say this morning, you may be carrying something that's dying, but God's going to fix it that you bring something back that's a living. Brother Jason, this morning come to church with something dying, but now he's leaving with something living. Can I tell you, Christ did the same thing? Matter of fact, I was a lot more excited than what you are this morning. I called Brother Jonathan. I said, Brother Jonathan, you know what I've just seen in this Bible? When Abraham went to Moriah, he took Isaac, something that's dying, but he come back with it living. You know what Jonathan said? He said, you know, preacher, what that reminds me of, that's just like Jesus. He said he went to Calvary dying,
but he came back living. Can I tell you this morning, I don't know what you're going through, but if you'll just be obedient, you'll never regret what God's doing in your life. I don't want to play on your emotions, but I can't tell you. Even though, Brother Randall, even though I knew what God wanted me to do, it was hard. But God has put me, Brother David, God has put me in a place in my life right now that only Mariah could bring.